in person in the offices of the Surplus Lines Stamping Office of Texas at 1601 East Pflugerville Parkway, Suite 3301, Pflugerville, Texas 78660. The Deputy Commissioner of the Financial Regulation Division of the Texas Department of Insurance, or her delegate, was notified of this committee meeting on September 5th, 2024, in accordance with Section 2C2 of the Surplus Line Stamping Office Plan of Operation. Notice of this meeting was published in the Texas Register on September 20th, 2024, in accordance with the Chapter 551 of the Texas Government. Committee members were notified of this meeting on September 5th, 2024. A conference call-in number was provided to members of the public in the public meeting notice. Committee members are present in person. A quorum of two or more committee members are present. Also attending are Greg Brandon, Executive Director, Donna Ogg, Director of Finance, Cheyenne Herrera, Director of Operations, Denise Amesquita.
Yes.
Someone's not here. Director of Human Resources, and Stan Strickland, General Counsel. Are there any other attendees on the call that need to be notified? That need to be who did? Marissa.
Just Marissa Gomez, SLTX admin.
Sure, Mila. Any representatives of the Texas Department of Insurance or the Comptroller of Public Accounts present or attending by telephone?
Barbara Lazard Hernandez, attorney with the Texas Department of Insurance.
Thank you.
And you're Director of Company Licensing at the Texas Department of Insurance.
Nice to meet you. Is a TSLA liaison attending in person or by telephone? All board members, stamping office employees, board liaisons, and state agency representatives should identify themselves when they speak. Please mute your phones or microphones when you are not speaking. We have some procedural announcements before we get to the agenda. We will not have public comments for this meeting. Representatives of state agencies and members of the public are welcome to listen or to record this committee meeting, but please refrain from asking questions of committee members during the meeting or interjecting comments during the committee's discussions. Members of the public or media, please place your phone on mute. State agency personnel may be asked questions about their agency's policies if those questions relate to an agenda item. Antitrust activity or discussion are prohibited at all stamping office functions. This prohibition includes the exchange of information concerning individual company rates, coverages, market practices, claim settlements practices, expenses, or any other competitive aspect of an individual company's operations. Agenda item number two is discussion and appropriate action, December 13, 2023 meeting minutes. Everyone was provided a copy of the December 13, 2023 Board Orientation Training Committee meeting minutes. Are there any revisions or corrections to the meeting minutes? Any further discussion? There being no further discussion, is there any further discussion? Bart, do you have any other things you would like to add? Okay. There being no further discussion, do we have a motion to approve the December 13, 2023 minutes? Mm-hmm. I'll second. Any further discussion? All approved, say aye. Aye. All opposed, say no. Agenda item number three, discussion and appropriate action, annual charter review. The Stamping Office Board committees include Executive Committee, Financial and Audit Committee, Training Committee, and Plan of Operation Committee. Under Section 2C11, each board committee must have a charter and review the charter at least annually. Everyone was provided a copy of the current Board of Director and Orientation Training Committee charter. In accordance with Item 5 of the Operations section of the committee charter today, we're going to review the current charter and discuss any possible revisions to recommend to the board for consideration. Ultimately, the board will consider and vote to submit any recommended revisions to TDI's Deputy Commissioner of the Financial Regulation Division for review. With that, does anyone have any recommended revisions or items for discussion? No. Any? Greg, anything we need to considering?
So the, I would say the consideration is what we talked about earlier. Plan of operation is currently being revised, and there's a chance that things like OMA requirements might change.
Okay.
So my suggestion would be to not make any revisions to this, because it might all change in December anyway, and we'll have to do it all again. So my suggestion would be to leave it the way it is. Let's see what comes out in the plan of operation amendments, and then we'll adjust this document according to whatever the plan of operation is.
Well said. That was exactly my speech. So
okay.
Now I have nothing to do.
Any further discussion?
No further discussion.
Mr. Strickland, thank you very much. There being no further discussion, do we have a motion that this committee recommend to the board that no revisions be made to the Board of Director and Orientation Training Committee charter at this time? Moved.
That's particular. I don't think I can.
Okay, I'll make a second. Leslie Lilgenberg. So we thank you for the second. Any further discussion? All approved, say aye. Having no other business on today's agenda, I'll move to adjourn. Bart, so moved. This meeting is adjourned at 9:09 a.m. September 27th, 2024.
I'm so glad they made me read out
loud. Hi, Don. How
there was some use to that.
Yeah.
Okay, so.